You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime Video. This week, the AFC North takes center stage as the Pittsburgh Steelers battle the Cincinnati Bengals. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with football's best party, TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon. Not a Prime member? Not a problem. Simply sign up for a 30-day free trial. It's the Steelers and Bengals, Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime Video. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The Toyota Trucks Game Day sales event is on, and there's no one key to victory. You need strength. You need power. You need agility. You need a team that shows up ready to win. And Toyota Trucks, yeah, they bring the full roster. The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built for it all. Kick off the season with big savings during the Toyota Trucks Game Day sales event. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability.
Two-man rush. Daniels wants to throw. He's being chased by Cedric Johnson. Now steps back to the left. Throws toward the back of the end zone. The pass is going to be deflected! Complete.
It's
there
over.
Is no flag. Ole Miss
it's over.
Has won over LSU 55-49. Wow.
What a game. What a game.
And they're pouring onto the field.
The following is a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network. It's time for the Believe in Ole Miss podcast with your host, Brad Logan, your home for Ole Miss sports. To be a part of the show, email the show at brad.logan@loganmedianetwork.com or shoot him a DM on Twitter at @BradLoganCOTE. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. And now, from the vault to the pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss, all the time. Here's your host, Brad Logan.
Today's show is brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Remember, you can get $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win in the NFL. Remember, FanDuel.com, America's number one sports book. New customers get $300 in bonus bets if your $5 bet wins. You can join today at FanDuel.com. Join America's number one sports book. Georgia's currently a 7.5-point favorite over Ole Miss. You want to lock that in? Go to FanDuel.com today and tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. And now, back to the show.
And hell of a one, welcome into the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. Excited today to have Taylor Beth Davis, who does a great job covering the SEC, both on ESPN and the SEC Network. She, of course, has the podcast that she co-hosts with Jason Campbell, SEC State of Mind. And Taylor, today, it's Ole Miss in Georgia. That's a big one. Obviously, you're familiar with what happened over in the Plains last week. kind of your overall thoughts of what you expect to see out of Ole Miss and Georgia this week.
You know what? I'm really looking forward to this matchup because I think it's going to be gut check time for both of these teams. And I recognize that Georgia walked out of the Plains with a win, but I wasn't fully convinced on Georgia. And honestly, kind of similarly with Ole Miss, I feel a little bit better because honestly, if you looked at the schedule and you looked at that Washington State game, you could have circled it as a potential trap game from a mile away. It had the feel of that. So I actually really like what Lane Kiffin has put on the field this season from an offensive perspective, from a game plan perspective. But looking at what happened last year, Georgia's not going to come in here at all limping. They are going to come in with a fire and a vengeance because of what happened last season. But I actually do think that Ole Miss has a better team to put together. And I think that they have proven a little bit more against better competition. That is no shot to Auburn, but there is still so much for teams to take advantage of when facing Auburn. So I like Ole Miss in this one. I think that Trinidad Chambliss has been one of the best stories in college football. I've been telling that to people all season. I have loved following that story, watching his evolution. And the thing about Lane Kiffin is, he's so good offensive-minded, we know that, but he's so good at getting the best out of his offensive players. He puts them in situations that allows them to thrive and shine, and I think he does that specifically at the quarterback position. You saw the record numbers that Jackson Dart put up. Well, he's just continued that. Any other program, you would have seen a little bit of a fall off. But what this guy's able to do with quarterbacks just serves the player so well. So I'm expecting a high-flying physical game, but I actually do think Ole Miss has the firepower to really challenge Georgia.
2 years ago, 52-7 in Athens, it was an absolute bloodletting. And, yeah, you know, Georgia scored on four of its first possessions, took a 28-14 lead into half, and kind of just sailed off into the sunset. They were number one ranked. It was a bit of a buzzsaw. It was a night game, and Ole Miss couldn't do anything with Georgia. Last year, of course, you made mention the 28-10 win, yep, over number two Georgia. What are the keys to success for Ole Miss? I know you watched very closely that Auburn-Georgia game. We saw Auburn go up 10-0 and with a erratic call, should have been 17-0. And you feel like if Auburn scores there, that game's much different, but it just – it deflated the team. It deflated, yeah, the coaching staff. You heard Hugh Freeze at half. He was just deflated. And then I guess you could say the rest is history. What did Auburn do, in your opinion, to exploit some of that Auburn, that Georgia defense?
Well, I think it was the tale of two halves, right? So I think if you're Ole Miss, you go back and watch the first half of the Auburn-Georgia game because, for whatever reason, probably a variety of them, Auburn completely fell apart in the second half. And I think that comes ultimately down to mental toughness. As brutal as that call was to go into halftime and as much of a momentum swing as it truly was, your team has to be mentally sound. And I think that's also something that Ole Miss needs to take into this matchup with Georgia. But I do think that Georgia is beatable, especially at the line of scrimmage. I think their offensive line has been beat up for sure, but they are not giving Gunnar Stockton near enough time. And Auburn went into this with a defensive front that had 16 sacks on the year heading into that game. So I really thought there was an advantage right there in the trenches. If you can get after Gunnar Stockton, I think you put a bit more pressure on them and some wide receivers that have shown inconsistency this season. There have been several drops. They haven't helped Gunnar Stockton. He's a tough guy. He's a good game manager. But I do think if you can get after that offensive line, put pressure on Gunnar Stockton, the passing game hasn't been as efficient as you would expect it to be. So I would really amp up the pressure on their front, as I think that there are some weaknesses there. But ultimately, I think it's mental toughness. I think you saw that with Georgia in the Tennessee game as well. They definitely were on the ropes, and it came down to which team really truly believed they were going to come out with a win, and it was Georgia. They weren't able to get that, you know, done against Bama for whatever reason. That seems to be their kryptonite. But if you're Ole Miss, you have to stay mentally sound, disciplined, put pressure on that offensive front and Gunnar Stockton, and let your playmakers go put points on the board.
I'm sure you saw earlier today Chuck Dunlap of the SEC, 8 conference games for the first time in program history on Saturday. Oof. Not only is it the most games it's ever been in conference history, the slate is loaded. Let's take a look at some of the games. I'd love to get your thoughts on kind of what you expect. There's a game that not a lot of people are talking about, Mississippi State in Florida.
Yeah.
FanDuel has that as an 8.5-point Florida spread. Interesting, you've got Jeff Lebby versus Billy Napier. Florida's a team that's kind of been up and down. A lot of talk about Scott Strickland, athletic director. Is there going to be a move made at the end of the season? Your overall thoughts about the Dogs and the Gators?
I agree with you. I like this matchup. And I have been singing the praises of Jeff Lebby. I actually had Mississippi State's first game to kick off the season at Southern Miss. And I recognize there's a bit of a discrepancy in that matchup. But what they had to go through last year, you know what? I'll go beyond that, Brad. What they've had to go through in the past 5 years in Starkville is unheard of. I mean, you have the heartbreaking passing of a legend in Mike Leach in December. Season's not over yet. You throw in a defensive coordinator that is in over his head and try and keep things afloat. And then you go with a big risk, I would say, and give a guy an opportunity that's never been a head coach before, and you throw him into the gauntlet of the SEC. He goes 2-10 in his first season, and somehow you retained a lot of your pieces, obviously Blake Shapen being a piece of that. You get some really impactful transfers. Brennan Thompson from Oklahoma is the first one that comes to mind. Fluff Bothwell from South Alabama, which fantastic report that his injury is not as significant as we all thought it was. He's a phenomenal kid and doing great things for them on the ground game. And so I really think that Jeff Lebby needs to be getting more credit than he is for the coaching job at hand, because this is a very, very easy situation to go downhill quickly in Starkville. And he has managed to maintain that locker room and keep the potential growing and see steps toward progress. So I think you've got kind of a tale of two different situations in these head coaches. Jeff Lebby, who's really exceeded expectations, I would say, not just talking, you know, wins, losses, but morale and belief. And Billy Napier, that the man's got nine lives. I don't know how we're still doing this, but I do think that there is still a showcase that he has his locker room too. I mean, these guys could have bowed out. So much, you know, of the power is in the hands of the players right now, and they keep fighting. But I do think that this one is going to come down to quarterback play, because you've seen over the course of this season, if DJ Lagway is effective, i.e. Texas, Florida can win. Their defense is solid. And Blake Shapen, conversely, can be one or the other as well. So I think that if DJ Lagway has the day that he is capable of, I lean Florida. But this Mississippi State defense and some of their skill guys, even without Fluff Bothwell, the run game's been effective. Look for Brennan Thompson to utilize his speed. He's one of the fastest guys in college football. But I do ultimately think this needs to be a sharp day for whichever winning quarterback is going to come out on top.
That game kicks at 3:15 on the SEC Network. Another great one. By the way, Taylor, if you're in the camp of I really enjoy sitting in my recliner with my 70-inch television, this is your weekend. I mean, the SEC slate is absolutely loaded. 11 a.m. on ABC, maybe the game of the day, LSU travels to Vanderbilt, a place that Vanderbilt is a 2.5-point favorite according to FanDuel.
Yep.
And listen to this. Vanderbilt, the last time Vanderbilt was favored over LSU was 1948. This is just a fascinating game to me. Completely different styles. Clark Lee versus Brian Kelly. Your thoughts on a fascinating matchup in Nashville?
I agree with you. And I think ultimately expectations have in no way been met for LSU. And this one is going to really test that truth, because Vanderbilt is coming off a bye week. I also think that that's a big part of this thing. And prior to that, a gut-wrenching loss to Alabama, one in which you could argue it was because Diego Pavia did not play his best game. If Diego Pavia plays his best game, Vanderbilt could have walked out of Tuscaloosa with that win. So there, and when you understand or try to the psychology of a guy like Diego Pavia, that is all he's been thinking for the past 2 weeks. Every night, every day, that guy, he's probably in the weight room at 2:30 in the morning. Like, that's how he's wired. I think that is a huge disservice to LSU. I think Vanderbilt is going to come in here rested. They're going to come out on fire and look to have another statement win. And LSU has not been what they expected to be. It's not what any of us expected to be. I was on the bandwagon of LSU has a championship caliber roster. I don't know where the offense is. I don't know where the rhythm is, the identity. I don't know how there is such a lack of progress on the offensive side of the ball when you have so many of the pieces that you do. They're averaging just 19 points in their four Power Four games. And let's keep in mind, that's not against the top tier programs. That includes Florida and South Carolina, who are solid, but I mean, we're not talking about they've already faced Alabama and Georgia here. So I don't know how this offense is not putting more that they have. Defense has allowed less than 12 points per game. They've been solid and returned to the LSU defense that we all expected. LSU had two turnovers inside the 5-yard line against South Carolina. What, like, we're not even taking good care of the ball on the offensive side, and we've got some of the most veteran players on the roster. So I get why Vanderbilt is favored in this one. This sets up for a huge blow to LSU's championship hopes, playoff hopes, you name it, if those are still at the forefront. And look, noise is only going to continue around Brian Kelly. It's been there since he got hired. Was he the right fit in Baton Rouge? And if you lay an egg with a roster like this and you come to Nashville and get a loss to Vandy, those conversations only increase.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime Video. This week, the AFC North takes center stage as the Pittsburgh Steelers battle the Cincinnati Bengals. Can the Steelers defense dominate once again? The Steelers bring experience and that signature toughness. The Bengals, they've got young stars and explosive playmakers. It's discipline versus firepower. Exactly what makes this division one of the toughest in football. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with football's best party, TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon. Not a Prime member? Not a problem. Simply sign up for a 30-day free trial. It's the Steelers and Bengals, Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime Video. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Are your ulcerative colitis symptoms proving difficult to manage? Tremfya guselkumab can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. At 1 year, many patients taking Tremfya achieved clinical remission, and some patients also achieved endoscopic remission. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor if Tremfya can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things, people, love.
There are some difficult games ahead for LSU post Vanderbilt. Yeah. And here's another component to this, Taylor. Candace Lee, the athletic director of Vanderbilt, Daniel Deermeyer have inflected a number of dollars into this football program. Yeah. This is the biggest game inside First Bank Stadium since it has been kind of revamped. And I think Clark Lee, that administration, are putting a lot into this game. It's a big one, 11 a.m. On the flip side, I could take the thought process that you just made mention, LSU coming into this game. This is an absolute must-win for Brian Kelly if they're going to make the college football playoff. So there are a couple of different ways to look at it. The next game, Saturday, 11 a.m., SEC Network, they just keep coming. Oklahoma at South Carolina. To me, that is a put your boots on, who wants it more, because you've got a team, Oklahoma, that just got popped by Texas in the Red River rivalry, shootout, whatever they call it now. And then you've got South Carolina that just – played horribly against LSU. You got Beamer kind of back against the wall, kind of hearing some Beamer stuff with Virginia Tech. Then you got Oklahoma. They've got Ole Miss coming next week. This is an interesting matchup too.
You know what? And I am close to saying it's a must win for Brent Venables. That noise, Brad, how crazy is it that we are in week 8 and we're talking about so many coaching changes, and I firmly believe more are coming. And that's not just in the SEC, obviously, with the James Franklin news. But I do think that this meeting for Oklahoma is very, very, very important, because if you look at their future schedule, they things could go head over feet if they don't get kind of back on track. And obviously John Mateer's health is a topic of conversation, and you expect that Hawkins is going to be the guy, because I think it was arguably the wrong decision to have Mateer go out there. Three interceptions, that's not his game. I understand he provides a spark, but he didn't do you any favors in terms of turnovers, which ultimately gave Texas all of the hype that they needed. South Carolina is riddled with injuries right now. I mean, they are just depleted. And I think my thing with South Carolina, I will be shocked if Mike Shula makes it to the end of the season. I hate to say that. I hate to be in the business of calling for people's jobs, but it just seems like such the wrong fit. I still believe in Lenora Sellers. I really think that this guy has such talent and ability. He can't be your entire identity. He can't be your entire offense. And I think at times this season, that's what they've leaned on. And if he can't go, they have no answer. But Mike Shula, and it just hasn't seemed cohesive. It hasn't seemed to have the right fit, the right rhythm. And it seems to have almost made Lenora Sellers, and by proxy, the entire offense, take steps backwards. So I think this one is a toss up, because South Carolina does have the firepower, and Dylan Stewart is that guy. I mean, he is that as advertised. If Hawkins goes, Dylan Stewart could have a field day and just get after this guy. But Oklahoma's defense continues to be solid, and I think that if South Carolina can't find any more of an offensive rhythm than they have, Oklahoma's defense will feast. I feel like this one will probably be a low scoring game though.
Oklahoma a 5.5-point favorite according to FanDuel. That one kicks, like we said, 11:45 on the SEC Network. Just a fascinating matchup to me. And the next one, Texas A&M and Arkansas, the very first Bobby Petrino-patrolled sideline in a number of years. A&M coming in at a 7.5-point favorite, according to FanDuel. This one kicks at 2:30 on ESPN. A&M, Taylor, I think A&M and Alabama, the two best teams in the conference, if you ask me, right now as we sit. I think Mike Elko is the name you're going to hear throughout the annals of every open coaching position, but I can safely say one thing. Mike Elko's might be the richest coach in college football by the end of the year, because he's going to get paid by somebody.
He might be getting paid by his own players in the Cabo coaching fund, if you've heard about that, because of all of their penalties. I love Mike Elko. I actually covered him quite a few times at Duke, and I think he's a fantastic hire, and you're right, he'll be in a lot of conversations moving forward. This one's weird. It's A&M's first trip to Fayetteville since like 2013, because they've always played at Jerry World. So that one's interesting. Also, I think, look, Texas A&M is off to the first 6-0 start since 2016. They have all the momentum, all the star power. I love this roster. Their offensive line is just ridiculous. And you know, that's really been, Jason Campbell and I talk about this a lot on our show, the trenches have really been the storyline of this season in the SEC. The teams that are able to put solid, cohesive, disciplined, physical fronts out there are the ones winning football games. Like, any team with a trench issue cannot win this year in the SEC. So I think that Texas A&M is really primed for a long run, specifically because of their offensive line. I really do. And obviously Mike Elko is a defensive guy. He's got them playing with their hair on fire. But I think, I've said this so many times, Mario Craven and Casey Concepcion are two of the best, most impactful transfer portal gets that we have seen in the country this season because of what they have done for the evolution of Marcel Reed. The quarterback that we saw last year is not what we are seeing this year in Marcel Reed. Last year, Marcel Reed wanted to take off and run immediately. This guy wants to get the ball to his playmakers in space because of what they are able to do in yards after catch. It has given him a sense of confidence along with the protection he's getting from his front and allowing him to be his best quarterback. So I am very high on Texas A&M. But this is, they've had the added benefit of the 12th man. They have been at home for a long time, and these SEC matchups have been an intense atmosphere in Kyle Field, which is one of the biggest and loudest and toughest places to play. This is the first of three straight road games for A&M, and I understand Arkansas doesn't come in with a lot of the fine-tuned machine that they're going to see down the road, but it will be a test because they have gotten very acclimated to that home field advantage.
Arkansas 2-4. Like we said, Bobby Petrino, the first time on the sideline in a number of years in a head coaching capacity. And everybody that I've spoken to in Fayetteville, Taylor, they have bought into Bobby Petrino. The fan base is behind him. The players love him. Yeah. This feels like this could be a trap for A&M. A&M does not need to sleepwalk in Fayetteville, or they could find themselves on the outside looking in. I like A&M, but they're walking into a pretty tough situation. I think Arkansas is going to be ready. The next game, Texas against lowly Kentucky. Mark Stoops has the best job in the country, Taylor. How many ever million a year to go 8-4?
Nine a year.
You know, you're kind of hanging out at a basketball school. Incredible situation we have there because this buyout is so big.
Yeah.
Texas coming in. Arch Manning maybe feeling his way a little bit. Now 4-2 against 2-3 Kentucky. That kicks off at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Texas a big 12.5 point favorite according to FanDuel.
I believe in that. I think that Texas took so much from that big win. And I actually, you know, it can go one of two ways. When you have a heated rivalry win like that, you can really kind of drop your shoulders and look past a team like Kentucky, or you can find it as the catalyst for your momentum that's going to carry you the rest of the way. I really think that Texas will do that. I think that they put a much better product out there. The offensive line has to continue to get better. There I go talking about the trenches again, but that's really been the story. Texas's offensive line has been terrible. Everyone wants to talk about Arch Manning, but let's start with the offensive line. They haven't given him any sort of protection. So I think continuing to take steps forward for this Texas offense, get into a better rhythm. And Arch Manning has played better against teams that he knows he should win. And Kentucky is in that category. So I think it'll be a big day for Texas. And it is interesting, the conversation around Kentucky and the coaching situation is there, but it's probably the quietest out of any of them. I mean, I hear more about Brian Kelly and LSU than I do Mark Stoops in Kentucky, and I guess it's the buyout,
right?
But you look at some of the buyouts, heck, Auburn has paid a ton of money to get coaches out in the past few years. So I do think it's interesting that the Kentucky noise isn't a little bit louder, but if they continue to get embarrassed, I don't think it's just losing. I think it's getting absolutely demolished. Then the conversation is going to ramp up. And look, they have a very successful alum that is coaching at Tulane right now that I do think they are going to be chomping at the bit to get to, because he will also be on a lot of these other lists if other SEC jobs open up. So at that point, it becomes a little bit of a race.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Yeah, referring to John Summerall, and if you think about what he's been able to do at Tulane, you would think he would be very high up the list, along with Rhett Lashley out of SMU. Those are
correct.
Two names that we hear a lot with the Arkansas job.
Yep.
One of the biggest games of the weekend, Tennessee at Alabama, the first Saturday in October. No, the fourth Saturday in October. Third Saturday
third.
In October. I'll get it right in a minute. 6:30. On ABC, that's, of course, kicking on ABC. 5-1, both these teams. FanDuel has it at 8.5 point spread for Alabama. Maybe a little bit high. Your thoughts coming into to this big one?
You know what? I've really been so impressed by both of these quarterbacks. I think going into the season, no one had a clue what Tennessee was going to be like with all of the Nico drama in the offseason. You also lost Dylan Sampson, who was the SEC's leading rusher. And Joey Aguilar has just lit that place up, and he has fit so well, and him and Josh Heupel have been such a good pairing. I've really enjoyed that, but I do believe that Ty Simpson and Alabama have figured this thing out. I think that we are going to be in the playoffs talking about how the Florida State loss motivated Alabama into the postseason. Like, it just feels, it feels like Notre Dame and Northern Illinois. You know what I mean? Like that weird, confusing loss, but it's the very thing that kicked them into real gear. And they've played like it since. I believe in Ty Simpson as a quarterback, as a leader, as the face of that program. I think they have figured it out. And I think that their test with Missouri was a real one. I believe in Missouri. I think that they're a very good team. And the biggest thing to me has been Alabama's defensive adjustments in game. You can look at the past 5 weeks and you can see it. It is a visible difference. And Kane Womack has done a phenomenal job adjusting to what he is seeing in game. And that served them well against Missouri as well. I mean, Ahmad Hardy has been a freak. He is a phenomenal get. He has been putting up hundreds of yards in every game. They held him to 50 something yards. Are you serious? Like, this guy hasn't been stopped by anything, and Alabama's defense holds him to 52 yards. So I believe in Alabama as not just the winner of this game. I believe in them as the SEC's best chance in the playoff.
I think I'm with you there. And real quick, before we get to the final game of the weekend, what I like about Alabama is it feels like they're more battle tested than A&M. And I mean by that is, true, I think they faced a lot of competition. I'm with you. I think Missouri is a team, and we'll get to them in just a second. Mm-hmm. They're a team in which I felt Eli Drinkwitz had his best, has done the best job of coaching up until this point. And I feel like they had a great opportunity last week against Alabama, not able to get that win. I think that really catapults Alabama. So, to me, it's kind of Alabama, Texas A&M, and then we'll see what happens with Ole Miss and Georgia. Ole Miss's situation will flesh itself very easy over the next two weekends. We'll know everything we need to know about Ole Miss the next couple of weeks.
You're right.
Alabama's kind of told their story, but I'm generally fascinated by two things. Number one, Alabama, an 8.5-point favorite, according to FanDuel. That's over a touchdown, and to me, that seems a little high. And number two, what are your thoughts about Josh Heupel? Kind of a little bit more deeper into Tennessee, because they feel like they kind of figured some things out, and this feels like a good opportunity for Heupel to get a really big win.
It would be a huge win, and honestly, I feel like the air kind of let out of the balloon a little bit with that Georgia game, because again, that one was right there for the taking. That should have been theirs in Knoxville, and for whatever reason, they just can't get those big ones, and this has to be same thing this past week. I kept checking the score because I was on the sidelines. Why was Arkansas that close? Like, there's no rhyme or reason to some of those, you know, execution pieces when it comes to Tennessee. But I think that Josh Heupel knows how big this one could be. And I think that while I'm saying that Tennessee maybe has surpassed expectations given all the drama in the offseason, I don't think that's the truth in the building. I think they knew that they still had something good, even with the questions at the quarterback position. I mean, he's leading the SEC right now with 1,680 passing yards, and Chris Brazell has been phenomenal for him, averaging 89 yards per game. Also, I think a really big impact story in this one is going to be the health of DeShaun Bishop. He left the game with injury, but Heupel did say in his presser this week that he does expect him to be ready to go. He rushed for 146 yards and a touchdown before he went down with injury. If he's able to have another big day against Alabama, I think that definitely makes that a little bit closer. But if Josh Heupel is able to really go on a run, and let's say Tennessee's sitting at the end of the season with three losses, let's say two, Georgia and Bama, they have a very strong argument. And I think that Josh Heupel is in this situation for this very reason. Like, can you be the guy to assemble all of these pieces, to overcome some, you know, drama and confusion, because that's the day and age of college football that we're in, and go get a big win? And they're going to have to down the stretch. It would be this Alabama one. And conversely for Alabama, if they lose this one, they are in a very, very difficult situation down the stretch.
And finally, let's talk about the team we both like, Missouri. Like I said, a big opportunity. They're ranked number 16 in the country. Last week, 5-1. They'll face an Auburn team that's 3-3 and had Georgia by the tail, literally. Missouri comes in at a 1.5-point favorite. I think that says a lot, according to FanDuel, about what Vegas thinks about this game. Let's start with Auburn. Where is this team mentally? It just feels like the air was let out of the balloon in the second half. Yeah. We saw two different tales of offense, and I'll be honest with you, it felt like Hugh coached differently in the second half. Mm-hmm. Although he said his press conference on Monday, as you heard, the players didn't make the plays they needed to that they made in the first half. How important, here's the big elephant in the room, how big is this win, or could be win, how big is this game for Hugh Freeze and his tenure at Auburn this Saturday?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. I think every game moving forward will be, because it's not just that Auburn's losing, it's the way they're losing. I mean, you looked absentee in the Oklahoma game on the offensive side of the ball. There absolutely was no offense. Second half, same story at Georgia. And the Georgia one, I understand everyone wants to point to the officiating, and there were some calls in there that I, in my, I don't know, 15 years of working in sports media, I have no answer for. Like, it was some of the craziest reviews and results that I've ever seen. And we will continue to debate things like that. However, your program has to have a winning mindset. And I think it showcased that Auburn doesn't, because you come out at halftime, you have a touchdown lead over one of your biggest rivals in your home field. They were retiring Cam Newton's jersey. That place was on fire. You had everything you needed to get that win, and you can't conjure up more than 50 something yards of offense the entire second half. There is no excuse for it. And I agree. I do think that Hugh gets very caught up in everything that's happening, and it does impact his play calling. So I don't know if that means you need to go get an offensive coordinator that you trust enough to fully handle the play calling duties, or you've got to find a way to separate yourself from some of the drama that's happening. I don't know the answer to that, but something's got to give. And if Missouri goes into Jordan-Hare this weekend and embarrasses Auburn, something's going to have to happen very quickly. Because look, officiating calls and things not going, you know, the way you want them in terms of referee, I mean, when the SEC has to literally release an apology statement after a game, you've got a fair complaint. Like, that was ridiculous. Those kinds of things are out of your hands, though. You can't control them. You can control some of these coaching decisions. And I also think it's time to change quarterback. Jackson Arnold's not it. I'm telling you. And the fact that they've missed on a quarterback yet again confuses me, because this is an offensive minded coach. Where is our talent evaluation if we can't find the right guy when you have an arsenal, arguably some of the best weapons that Auburn has had offensively in years? Cam Coleman, Eric Singleton Jr., Malcolm Simmons, Perry Thompson, who we're not even talking about. You had Horatio Fields before he went down with injury. How do you miss on the quarterback again? Like, that to me is where you can't point the finger anywhere else other than coaching decisions. So this game is very important for Hugh Freeze and the entire Auburn program, because as you've seen, there's now drama around running back Damari Alston that is no longer with the program. And there is, you know, there's rumors around it. The reality is more to do with the player's independent decision to want to redshirt midseason, which is unfortunately a part of college football. But it's the same way that Josh Heupel told Nico, you can walk. You're not bigger than the team. I'm not giving you more money when you haven't proven anything. If your captain wants to bow out on the rest of the season when he's completely healthy, that's a stand that you have to make as a coaching staff to not lose the rest of the team as well. So things don't feel good around Auburn right now, and the program morale is definitely taking a hit. But Missouri is a team of talent. Auburn's going to have to stop Ahmad Hardy, who's definitely going to have a vengeance against this past week. I think that Auburn's run defense has been great. Where they have been weak is, at times, the passing defense. And Bo Prabula had two interceptions this past week, which was a big part of the Alabama loss. So Auburn's defense will continue to keep them in this game. It's just a matter of if the offense can put anything on the field. I would continue to run the ball. And if Jackson Arnold misses wide open receivers early in this game, pull him and put in either Ashton Daniels or Deuce Knight. I understand the Deuce Knight conversation because they're trying to preserve his red cert. Ashton Daniels did pretty well at Stanford. Give the guy an opportunity, because Jackson has shown you time and time again he's not getting it done.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays are for football. That's why we're here to help you get your next DIY project done, even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Kobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store, and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, and report phishing scams. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and also fixes identity theft, guaranteed or your money back. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com/special offer. Terms apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As you heard in the press conference on Monday, Hugh Freeze kind of doubled down and pretty much said that, it was going to be Jackson Arnold's game. I mean, he's his starting quarterback. He's who he is going with. Also, there was a report from AL.com. Had an interview with John Cohen. I'm sure you saw it. John did not specifically say he said he didn't want to have to make a move. But I'll be honest with you, Taylor, that was not a ringing endorsement for Hugh Freeze and what I read on AL.com.
No, and I think that you have to be realistic about the situation, because gone are the days that things can't get turned around by now. We're in year three under this, and I think you look at Indiana as a prime example. Kurt Cignetti said what he was going in to do, and he's delivered. And Jeff Lebby's another great example. I mean, they're at least taking steps forward. I am having the same conversations, doing interviews and podcasts about Auburn that I've been saying for the last 5 years. Offensive inadequacy, problems at the quarterback position, problems at the offensive line, no rhythm in play calling, lack of cohesion. We're saying the same thing. Some of the personnel have changed, but the problems remain the problems. And I think that you have to have somebody that is a winning mindset to come into this program and really make a splash. And if Hugh can become that, because look, his recruiting has been on fire. It's wild, especially in-state recruiting. They have dominated, and that hasn't been the case in a long time. But you've got to put the product on the field. And for some reason, they haven't, and they continue to mismanage key pieces like the quarterback that make an AD go, I don't know what other answer there is. However, fans need to chill out, because I don't think you realize how much of a ripple effect a coaching change is. It's just going to set Auburn back even more. So if they do it, they have to get the right guy. Like, you cannot miss again.
And what's interesting to me is you look at the career of Hugh Freeze as an offensive coach. You go all the way back to Arkansas State, mm-hmm. Ole Miss, Liberty. He's always had a really good quarterback. And so what was a really head-scratcher last year was what the problems with Auburn went through. And I really felt like that Jackson Arnold, and for the most part in the first half, Taylor, he looked pretty good. Second half, missed receivers, missed reads. And from what we heard in Hugh's press conference on Monday, they missed a lot of opportunities. So definitely something to watch. An absolutely loaded slate for the SEC. We encourage you to all tune into the SEC State of Mind podcast. That, of course, has Taylor Davis, along with Jason Campbell, a fellow Mississippian, was an incredible quarterback down at Taylorsville High School in Mississippi, and was a great quarterback for Coach Tommy Tuberville at Auburn. So encourage you to catch them on the Believe Network. Taylor, always appreciate you and all your hard work you do covering college football. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much. It's going to be a fun weekend. I look forward to hearing all the action. So thanks for having me.
Went by fast. College football goes by faster. The regular season is only 14 weeks, just 3 days a week. That's it. So cherish every over and under before it's over on FanDuel. With live betting from the first down to the final whistle. Because before you know it, parking lots will just be for parking again.
All customers get a no-sweat bet on any college football game this week. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Realtor Debbie Alderson Johnson. If you're looking for a spot in the Oxford area or, quite frankly, anywhere in Mississippi, that is your go-to. Remember, real estate industry since 2003, looking for that special ag property, maybe a recreational property, maybe a commercial real estate property, or a new home. Debbie does a great job and can be your real estate agent today. Just contact her directly at 662-234-5555. Of course, that's a member of the Kessinger Real Estate family at KessingerRealEstate.com, and Debbie has been with them for quite a few years. If you need to get her directly, just dial her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Remember, your go-to for real estate, whether it be commercial, farm, or maybe you need that home. Maybe you need that second home in Oxford. You're looking maybe to relocate to Oxford. Part of the real estate family, the Kessinger Real Estate family. Debbie Johnson, your realtor, 662-234-5555, or call her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Debbie Johnson, a proud sponsor here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast.
Custom t-shirts, quarter-zip polos, collegiate brands, twhites.com is your go-to for all custom apparel and collegiate apparel, including Ole Miss. For custom apparel, just log on to www.twhites.com. Give them a call, 601-667-5533, or shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. For the custom side, just go to twhites.com and enter all of your information. Are you looking for screen printing on a tee or a hoodie? Maybe embroidery on a hat, polo, or jacket? How about a promotional item? Cup, koozies, pins, mugs, a leather patch hat? Just let us know the date and we'll be in touch with you as soon as possible. Fast shipping is available. But if you live in central Mississippi, you don't want to ship it, no problem. We'll have a local pickup for you available in Flora, Mississippi. T-White's offers high-quality custom t-shirts, apparel, and promotional products. They take the frustration out of the ordering process and offer every customer an expert to guide them through the process. With millions of products to choose from, the process is way too time-consuming and stressful to click around on a website for hours. At T-White, you speak to real people real fast. Your expert is a call or email away, and will make personalized recommendations based on your need. From companies big to small, they work with them all and offer all full-service screen printing and embroidery services. They provide their customers online pre-sale hosting, warehousing, and fulfillment services. You can always give them a call at 601-667-5533. Or shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. T. White's, proud sponsor of the Logan Media Network. The Grove Collective and Dead Soxy, two words that have gone together since the beginning. Dead Soxy wants you to remember, make every step count. Go to DeadSoxy.com and look at the latest styles that are available. Upgrade your game day with socks that financially support the Rebels and the Grove Collective. Every step you take shapes the future of Ole Miss athletics, and upgrade your socks today and elevate Ole Miss. Just go to DeadSoxy.com and there you'll see all of the selection of socks that you can get. And a really cool feature is, don't have time to go to the website and order? Just go ahead and sign up today. The NIL Socks Subscription Program with Dead Soxy. They'll ship right to your door. But you go onto the website and you can see all types of socks. You've got the team colorways. That's, of course, your long dress socks. Or the more casual option, like the beer showers. All aboard the Lane Train. Drip and the Sip. All names that you are very familiar with. And if you log on today, use that promo code Logan, L-O-G-A-N, and get 20% off today. And if you become a VIP, you get a free pair with an instant coupon today. Just go to the website, DeadSoxy.com. Any pair you want, you pick. Our VIP insiders enjoy some serious perks and benefits at DeadSoxy.com. Probably my favorite deal going on right now, just for members, a weekly supply, the 7-pack Oxford Edition Team Colorways, is on sale now, and it is a great price. DeadSoxy.com. A proud supporter here on the Logan Media Network. And remember, every home game, we have the pregame video at the Dead Soxy pop-up tent. We'd love for you to come by and say hello at the northwest corner of Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Jason is always there, and it's always great to see friends every single game at the Dead Soxy pop-up tent. By the way, last time, 2-for-1. I think Jason may have something up his sleeve this week as well. It's DeadSoxy.com, a proud supporter here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast and the Logan Media Network.
Are you ready for delicious blueberry donuts? What about savory crispy chicken and wonderful tasty sides? Well, get ready because Connie's Chicken is coming to Oxford. See you soon for some good eats and good times.
Hi there. Did you know that Cunny's Chicken offers catering? Whether it's a large event, a small event, tailgate, or business party, Cunny's is perfect for just about every occasion. Cunny's Chicken Catering. Order today.
Give Connie's a call today for that perfect tailgate order, 662-934-7252, or you can email them, catering@connieschicken.com. Be sure and tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. Looking for a quick order? Just go to connieschicken.com, order online today, or you can give them a call, 662-380-5106 at connieschicken.com. The combos, they've got them for you. The fried chicken sandwich combo, chicken tender combo, two-piece bone-in chicken combo, four-piece bone-in chicken combo. How about this, the little cluckers for the kids. Everybody's covered at Connie's Chicken. And for dessert, don't forget the blueberry donut. I promise you'll thank me later. Tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. Connie's Chicken, West Jackson Avenue in Oxford. Arriva is your local high-speed internet and voice provider. With 9 locations in 2 states, Arriva is building the ultimate network to power high-quality, secure, affordable, fast connections. Whether it be your telephone or gig internet connection, Arriva provides what you need to connect, just like they have for over a century. Arriva is driven by a mission to connect lives and strengthen communities through world-class broadband service. Their roots trace back to humble beginnings in small-town Mississippi, where the business was born with an unwavering commitment to service and connection. Today, as a family-run business spanning multiple states, they honor that legacy while embracing innovation and growth. Arriva believes in the power of connection. They're dedicated to delivering exceptional service, supporting the communities they serve, and empowering brighter futures. Sign up today and save $5. It's easy. Go paperless and get a one-time bill credit of $5. Want to save even more? Sign up for AutoPay and receive a one-time bill credit of $5. For more information, give the Bruce office a call today, 662-983-4343, or go online to goarriva.com. Arriva.
You've been listening to the Believe in Ole Miss podcast with your host, Brad Logan. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. Be sure and check us out on Twitter at Brad Logan, COTE, and at Believe Podcasts, as well as Facebook, Brad Logan Media. From the Vault to the Pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss all the time. This has been the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network.
A Sapphire Reserve story from the Foster sisters.
We went to Rome, me, Aaron, and her boyfriend.
The entire time I think that my boyfriend is going to propose to me.
I knew he wasn't. Anyway, we booked this beautiful hotel with the edit through Chase Travel. Then later at a romantic dinner, no proposal, and his card was not accepted.
I pay with my Sapphire Reserve. The 3-time points on dining made up for the whole, you know, no proposal thing.
Yeah, for you.
Get $500 credit for the edit. A collection of luxury hotels with Chase Sapphire Reserve. Now even more rewarding. See more rewards at chase.com/reserve it. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, North America, member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
I'm an Entergy employee, and I'm a customer too. I'm proud to say our rates are below the national average. Every day, every choice I make is focused on keeping costs lower for you. That goes for everyone at Entergy. We take affordability personally. So we work harder and smarter to fight rising costs while also improving reliability for years to come. This isn't just my job, it's a commitment to my community. Together, we power life. Entergy.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.